Om Shanti, good morning. Today is the blessing of 15th of January 2019. May you be a constantly powerful soul and have sweet experiences with the power of realization. May you be a constantly powerful soul and have sweet experiences with the power of realization. The power of realization enables you to have very sweet experiences. Sometimes experience yourself to be a jewel in the Father's eyes. That is, experience yourself to be an elevated point merged in the Father's eyes. Sometimes be a jewel sparkling in the center of the forehead. Sometimes experience yourself to be Father Brahma's cooperative right hand, Brahma's arm. Sometimes experience yourself to be an avyakt angelic form. Increase this power of realization and you will become powerful. Then when you see even a small stain, you will transform it. So have we ever wondered why everyone has such a deep remembrance of God? Every soul on earth remembers God at some point in time, even if they are an atheist and even if it's in their last breath. Because there is the memory in every soul that God did something for us. When somebody has done something for you, then you never forget them. And so in the same way, every soul has received their inheritance. Every soul has received some mukti, some liberation at the end from God. And this is why every soul remembers God at some point in time. And we are lucky that we know who God is, what He is, where He lives. And so as we meditate, we are sitting with Baba, we are taking power, and we are shifting our consciousness. So it's only God's vibrations that can actually uplift us. As we stay more and more in Baba's remembrance, then the more we have that realization that I'm not of this world. It really is a question of being colored by God's company. So today Baba's saying that we should be filled with different experiences. We should become the embodiment of different experiences. And so the only way to do this is to actually experience. We can't really talk about it, so let us use the time today to have a long meditation in which I'll bring up some different concepts and we can try practicing them in our meditation. So again, sit comfortably. Think of yourself as a shining star in the center of your forehead and allow your mind and attention to be there for a few moments and just follow these thoughts. Let your mind just go with the flow. Practice some deep breaths to calm yourself. And now I'd like us to repeat a couple of affirmations. I am a peaceful and powerful soul. Everything that I, the soul, needs is right here inside of me. So just begin to get into that awareness. And feel it with your whole being. Feel it with conviction that I am that. Now rest your eyes on something in front of you. It could be a flower, it could be a candle, it could be a picture of a soul, just light. And go gently and go slowly with your thoughts, keeping space between your thoughts. So you allow yourself to feel every thought. I am a soul. I, the soul, am a pure, radiant energy. A living being sitting in the center of my forehead. I'm the one who operates this body. My form is light. My nature is peace. My religion is to love. My purpose is to be happy. I step within the inner world of my mind's eye. Here I'm conscious of my original nature of peace and silence. Here is stillness. Here is calm, like a serene lake. All is at peace in this inner world. All is safe. I am safe. All is well. I am well. Now I turn my mind to the dimension beyond space and time. I picture a world of radiant, bright light. I visualize a pure, radiant light at the heart of that region of shimmering golden red light. In this dimension of light, I see the great light, the Supreme Soul, Baba, the one who is the greatest light of all, like the shining spiritual sun that sends great warmth and love to me. In my mind's eye, I can feel that great love and warmth vibrating towards me. Just like a laser beam that is focused on me. This radiant energy is connecting with the crown of my head. And I feel that I'm being filled with this great love and great light. I am absorbing that love, absorbing that light and that peace. I'm being washed by the love and light of the Supreme One. I start to feel peaceful, calm, and relaxed. I stay in this silent connection for a while to enjoy the peace and silence. I feel refreshed and rejuvenated. I know that peace is my original religion. And I just stay in this religion for a few more moments. I feel myself to be that jewel in the Father's eyes, that special spark, that special soul. Baba has a special ray of light for each one of us. And I feel that specialness as I sit with Baba. In Baba's presence, I can feel my angelic form. I just feel light upon light and carefree, not a worry in the world. I can feel Brahma Baba standing behind me, like a tower of peace, like my backbone. I am that one. Baba has chosen me for his task. Each one of us is that one that is specially chosen, specially selected. Because each one of us has a speciality. Just like the Pandavas, each one was specialized in some special power. So in Baba's task, each one of us is needed. Each one of us is useful. Each one of us is precious. I begin to stand tall like Brahma Baba. And I now begin to give light to the world. The whole globe is in need of love and care and attention. Mother Earth is crying out, depleted. And so at least we can give the light. Light brings hope in others. Light enables others to deal with their issues easily. Light gives courage. And like Father Brahma, I exercise the three acts of the Trimurti: creation, sustenance and destruction of the old, recreating myself, helping to recreate a new world of values, principles, purity, helping to sustain that with my dharana. And ensuring that the old is destroyed. And so right now I feel very powerful. Every soul in the world is looking for power, but ours is a very still and quiet, innate power. The power to manage ourselves. The power to manage our thoughts, our mind. And when we've mastered our mind, then we've mastered the world. Power means that I can do anything, anytime. I am a super angel, God's angel. So with this great feeling, I will slowly return back to the world. Feeling that everything is possible. Feeling stronger than ever. And more grateful than ever before. Because I have just been to the powerhouse. And I've just been filled with Baba's light and Baba's might. And today I'm going to have a really powerful day because I've decided to have a powerful day. In Baba's remembrance, Shanti.